This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Awesome spending and stuff, but like I told you, that we were always going to try and win this season. It's all about winning in 2025. It was never going to be a step back. I think you guys have been around the players and in the locker room and talking to players. It's been a little different down there in how they've approached things, and we saw it from day one in OTAs. Like the offensive and defensive groups would stay out on the field on their own, which I'd never seen here in years, for like an hour after OTA as a group by themselves in their own time, walking through stuff, going through, holding each other accountable. You know, the stuff you saw like in the joint practices where our guys getting on each other about competing and stuff, that hadn't happened here in years. So it's a different mindset, you know, led by Mike, that we talked about right from that last team meeting at the end of last season when he told them what it was going to be. And it's been that way, and the players have responded incredibly. So we're excited. We're going to try and win as many games as we always can, and we feel good about the group and what it could be, and so we'll see how it plays out.
Chris Greer reset to, hey, don't give up on this team. We got a chance. We like this roster, and we are going to have some more new players coming in. We got to build it with young guys. You can't keep paying a lot of high guy, a lot of Tuas and Austins and Noahs and all the other guys that they paid through the I missed on half those names. Tyreek and Jalen.
I agree with Chris. I agree with Chris this. I like this roster. I like this roster. This roster, but this should have been done 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. So you're right.
You can't go with a,
I agree.
You can't go
you're
with right. the, let's get these veterans, let's get these guys, let's get the big price guys. And then that doesn't work. And then you go, then you turn the page, which they did. And now you've got from last year's draft to this year's draft, and moving forward, you got a good. You're gonna have a nucleus of really good young players, but they're not gonna. They're not gonna. You're not gonna put. You know, you're not gonna put five rookies starting in a season on opening day and expect to be to win the AFC East.
Yeah,
you know, and the expectation to me has got to be at least win the AFC East. Let's try to nose in. Let's try to sneak in and get a wild card. So I think this. I agree with the direction they're going,
yeah.
But this direction should have been done 2 years ago.
So the only thing, and listen, I'm a little down on the GM, and I have been openly.
Oh, really?
For a while. I just want to say this. Like, I listen, and a lot of people like you liked what he had to say. Omar said, I like what he had to say yesterday. I just listened to everything. I listened last night. It was a 30-minute interview. Like he's talking about, wow, this is the way we want, and we haven't had this around here, and guys like each other, and they're playing. And I'm like, well, wait a second, man. Now, Omar disagrees with me. You drafted all these guys and free agents that you do background checks. You don't just take guys because of their numbers. You do background to see what kind of guy do they fit in, and you know a lot of people. Chris has been around, and his people that work with him have. Hey, they've been with Chris a long, long time. Chris, it doesn't look good when it looks good. The first part, he goes, oh, we love what we're seeing right now. We haven't seen this before. Like, guys didn't get along and we're leaving early. And I'm like,
well, fix it.
Yeah.
Fix it.
What are we doing about? That's like talking about being late. Nobody wants to hear about being late, man.
Well, so here,
it's your job if somebody's late to do something.
So let's look at this draft. Let's look at this last two drafts.
Good drafts.
Let's go back 3 years. You drafted Cam Smith, and he's off the roster now. I think they just bumped him yesterday.
Tindall and Smith were your highest picks class drafts.
Yeah, so come on. I mean, you know, so you hit on some guys really good. You know, last year was good.
On some guys throughout.
This year was really good, and who knows what's next year. But again, you know, it's you know, you're it's kind of the cows out the cows are out of the barn. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It always seems like it's, well, we didn't get it done. And we didn't know, but that this year, this is what we finally wanted. This is what it's supposed to look like, and the whole thing. And I mean, Bo,
look,
he's talking about, Bo, is that these guys like each other.
Well, I look, I agree with that. And well,
a question.
And I agree with the fact that this year you can see guys are being holding guys to a higher standard. You can hold guys to a higher standard. Doesn't mean it's gonna play out in the field. Now, we don't know. We could be surprised by this or not. But, you know, like the example he gives, Terrell Dotson and Jordan Brooks. Jordan Brooks, in Chicago, they're fighting he's fighting with Terrell Dotson on our own sideline. The Bears are going, what the hell? You're supposed to fight with us, not your own. Yeah.
Didn't have a problem with that.
No, but that's what it was. Jordan Brooks saying, hey, you need to play better. You need to do this better.
Right.
Which is, I think you need that stuff. And I think our guys, when we played, would have done that same thing. And it would have been taken, you know, okay, yeah, let's. But I think that's a different, I know it's a different personality of guys they have. But again, why wasn't this, you know, you had guys that you gave a lot of money to, and you signed you hired a top rate defensive coordinator, and you had guys that didn't like him, so you chose the guys that didn't like him over the defensive coordinator, and all he does is go to Philadelphia and wins a Super Bowl without ever blitzing the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, you know,
but by the way,
who holds that weight?
So the Jalen Ramsey thing, which he's done and he's gone and it's over. But like when you decide to give him an extension, you didn't know what he was like.
Yeah, right.
Everybody knew
what
he was like. Jacksonville knew what he was like.
Yeah.
They were talking, hey, the Jalen Ramsey, I guess you guys kind of found out. Huh? Yeah,
and look, and not only that, what about the Van Ginkles and the Christian
Wilkins? Said he couldn't afford them.
Well, okay.
No, he said that. Yes, he couldn't afford it. Can't afford all my good draft picks.
Well, maybe you chose the wrong ones to give the money to.
Say maybe give it your draft picks and not give all the money to guys that you had come in from other teams.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah. You know, it's just me.
Well, anyway, hey, listen. He called it a reset and flipped it and said it's not only a reset, but we think we got a lot of good players to win a lot of games. And Bo, we are going to find out starting. Hey, look,
you got a good opportunity next Sunday. You got a good opportunity to come out of the shoes quickly.
You got a good chance to go 2-0.
You got to beat the Colts, right? You got to beat the Colts. You come back here and you in New England, you know, New England's going to be vulnerable, and then you know, everyone knows Buffalo. Hey, look, if you were in Buffalo, if you beat Buffalo, and then you're high, but you know, obviously
let's go one game at a time.
Let's go, and then, but then you come back. And you got the Jets. The Jets were kind of trying to fight. Oh, so it's got to
get
not,
after them
it's
too.
It's not unreasonable.
I know
to
what
think
you're thinking. This team could go three and one.
No, no, I'm
but this team could easily. This team could easily go
not going
1-3.
7-0. Bo,
you know,
he lost a lot last
People
year.
People were asking for 7-0 Bo on the text here this morning.
Well, you know, 7-0 Bo went the way of Tyreek out of the season in game two. That's where 7-0 Bo went. I was 1-for-1 going in into game week two.
Let's go, why don't we go 1-0, Bo?
You stopped that 7-0 when Tua like went down, and all of a sudden you're out in Seattle.
I didn't stop it.
Skyler in Seattle was not a good match.
Who did he throw his head into on in game two? Was it Tennessee? Where was it? Who was game two? I don't know, but anyway, that game two became the end of 7-0, Bo. Yeah.
that came to a screeching halt right there. That was done. Yeah. So anyway, hey. We're going to find out, man. I would really like to know, and I'll never know, and Bo, you'll never know, is Stephen Ross. Do you think they ever apologize to him? Anybody ever, when they spend all his friggin' money to – it's never been about money for Mr. Ross.
Yeah.
And he keeps them.
Yeah.
What did they say to him? Like, oh, I got a great relationship with Mr. Ross.
Yeah.
That's great. You have a great relationship. You should.
You know, I don't know Mr. Ross from his real job.
Yeah.
You know, from the real estate guy, the builder.
I'm
the
guessing
guy,
he didn't get to be that wealthy by being soft on guys.
Exactly. In fact, you remember a couple years ago, they brought a bunch of guys up to his office. It kind of, you know, some of the team to see what he did.
Yeah.
And they were in meetings and stuff like that. And I heard guys come, guy, man, that guy in the meetings. He's the real deal, man. I mean, he's not.
This is his world, and he's a badass.
I got 10,000 windows sitting here, and they should have been up yesterday. You know, and they're getting that kind of. So I gotta assume that from the football standpoint, there's got to be some of those, you know, come to Jesus moments when, hey, what the hell's going on here?
I stayed with you another year.
Yeah.
And what are we doing? What's the plan? By the way, I don't care what anybody says. Somebody told Chris Greer, we're not spending money. You blew it out last year. We're not doing it again. We got a mess to clean up now with all these guys with dead money that we're going to have. We have to do it a different way. So we went cheap on a lot of free agents. We need some of those guys to play way. We're counting on some of those $2 million a year guys to play really well. And then that young class of guys that we've been talking about and how important they are and the guys that you've added. And that thing may not be done at this point. Juju Brents comes in cornerback off waivers from the Colts. And our boy.
Anoramu.
I drank so many beers with Lou the other night. Well, not the other night. A few months ago.
Yeah. Lou's good.
He's defensive coordinator there now.
I think I was dancing with him at one point.
You could have been dancing that night.
I was dancing with Darren.
I don't know, but I was out there. You were out there. I was laughing my ass off watching you dance. Then you got up. That made all the rest of us had to. You're out there, and you're doing it. Kendall Lamb's in now. Back up. By the way, that's a good guy to get back.
I'm fine with Kendall Lamb.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm fine with Kendall Lamb.
That's an upgrade to the backups.
No doubt.
Riley Patterson comes in. Jeff Wilson, probably practice squad, probably going to make his way up to the active roster for the Colts next week. And there may be more
coming
on the way.
Well, we kind of knew when you looked at that roster, especially the secondary, that some was going to have to. You couldn't really go in with that. You know, I mean, look, had Ethan Bonner not pulled a hamstring,
but I don't think that was going to be it anyway.
But I'm saying. You might have gone into opening week with two undrafted free agents starting on your and one Storm Duck being the cornerstone of your group, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, that all of a sudden has changed, though, with three new faces going to be there. I'm dying to see what's going to look like with everything next week. All right, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff. Kim Bocamper's with us this morning, talking about a lot of different things. Went all over the board here and talking a lot about Chris Greer. 30-minute press conference yesterday and where this team is right now. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.